find out more about that treaty and what withdrawing from it means, we've asked Ashton Carter of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, who has dealt both with North Korea in the Clinton administration and for many years in and out of government with issues of nonproliferation. Ashton Carter, first of all, what is the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty?
It's a treaty that was negotiated in 1970. It basically was a deal between the five powers that came out of World War II as superpowers, according to which those five countries, United States, Soviet Union then, China, Britain, and France, would have nuclear weapons and everybody else would not. And in return for not having them, the have-not countries would first of all get access to peaceful nuclear technology for nuclear power purposes, and secondly, the five haves promised eventually in some unspecified way to get rid of their nuclear weapons also. So it was a big deal.
Well, there were five haves, there were all those other have-nots, and over the years there's a middle group, which are the either the also-haves or the probably-haves. Who are they?
The states that are not members of the NPT, for the very good reason that they have nuclear weapons, are India, Pakistan, and Israel, who couldn't buy this deal because they wanted nuclear weapons. And as of today, North Korea, which clearly aspires to having nuclear weapons.
So the treaty was this mix of incentives and disincentives, encouraging countries not to go nuclear in terms of weapons, but getting some aid in response for that. For North Korea, the equation doesn't balance. They this year evidently have thought it's worth it for them. It's better to develop their own nuclear program than to be part of the treaty. Have they got that right, or are they just reading it in their own peculiar way?
Well, it's entirely voluntary. So if a state decides not to join the treaty, there's no penalty built into the treaty. A sovereign state can sign the treaty or not sign the treaty. Today's developments with North Korea, in fact, are just the most recent in a series of moves they've taken to ratchet up pressure over their nuclear weapons program. It's not the most dangerous. The most dangerous development would be one on the ground in North Korea, namely they're taking the plutonium that they have at the site called Yongbyon there and beginning to fashion that into weapons-usable material. That constitutes a real threat to our security. Simply saying they're in a treaty or not in a treaty by itself doesn't create a security problem.
After 30 years of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, what would you say, first of all, is the treaty's greatest success?
What the treaty does is establish a norm that says if you want to be a country in good standing, you ought to join this treaty because most other countries have done so. It doesn't have any teeth, doesn't have any enforcement. So at the end of the day, while it's an important ingredient in nonproliferation, the really key ingredient is how we influence the calculus that each country makes about whether to go nuclear or not to go nuclear. And North Korea, at the moment, is asking itself, under what circumstances are we safer, our regime, with nuclear weapons and everybody out to get us, or without nuclear weapons, and maybe if we don't go nuclear, somehow everybody will not come and get us or isolate us or otherwise contain us. Many countries have faced that choice over the years. After the Soviet Union collapsed, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Belarus faced that same question. I was very involved with those countries, and we did essentially say, take your pick. Do you want to have nuclear weapons and no friends? No nuclear weapons and friends. That's the choice. Each country has to make that independently.
It sounds to me like you would give the NPT, if not an A-, at least a B-plus for the job it's done all these years.
It's an important ingredient, but it's so maybe 20-25% of the approach we need to the overall problem. It's a useful arrow in our quiver, by no means the only arrow in the quiver.
Well, Ashton Carter of the Kennedy School of Government and co-director of the Harvard-Stanford Preventive Defense Project, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Good to be here. Thank you.